Welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. This podcast is actually a spinoff of a Facebook group. My name is Sharon McLaughlin. I created that Facebook group for female physicians so that they would have a place to come and learn about business, to network, and to grow. And we've done just that. So if you're interested, take a look at our show notes for our website, as well as a direct link to the Facebook group. This podcast is going to be about everything business. So let's listen along as we hear about tips to help grow our business. Hey guys, how are you today? My name is Dr. McLaughlin, Sharon McLaughlin from the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. Today we have Dr. Amy Shah. Dr. Shah has a new book out. It's called I'm So Effin' Tired. So I wanted her to come on the podcast and talk about her journey. So Dr. Shah, I know you're trained in allergy and immunology as well as internal medicine. Tell me how this happened. You're practicing medicine and then you decided to write a book. Tell me about your entrepreneurial journey and what brought you to this point.
First of all, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I'm such a huge fan of yours. You're such a big-hearted, physician that represents women so well. The way I got into it was I was a nutrition major in college, and I was always interested in how food affects our bodies. And then when I went through training, like so many people, I kind of lost my nutritional skills. I just was trying to survive. I was eating a ton of fast food, things that would just keep me awake, caffeine, fast food. And I found myself in a place about 10 years later, right after I finished fellowship, where I thought I had completed the path of medicine, where I graduated, I was an attending, and I was about to become a partner. And the problem was, I felt like crap. That's the nice word I'll use because I can't say more on this podcast, but I just couldn't believe it, that I had worked so hard for so many years and I didn't feel good. And I didn't know if it was something in my work that I need to fix or myself that I need to fix, but I was just finding myself really cranky, really tired. I couldn't sleep at night. And I knew it was a combination of things. I knew it was, I hadn't been able to take any time off and really think about what I wanted to do for my career. And I was on this like fast track to somewhere that I had thought I had arrived to, but it wasn't the place I wanted to be. So at first I looked into my own health because I thought maybe I'm missing something. So I had, a few blood tests drawn, why am I tired? Is there some iron deficiency, thyroid issue, autoimmune problem, something I can't see. And lo and behold, my colleague said, you're fine. You're just busy. You're a new mom. You have two little kids. You have this practice. But I knew there was more than that. I knew there was something that I wasn't doing right. And so it was kind of both a mind and body burnout, Sharon. So like, I just, but I was too busy to stop and even think because I had this new practice. I still had to pass my second boards. I had two little kids. And then I talk about it in the book. I had this huge, huge moment. And, in retrospect, I can see it now. At the time, it just felt like everything was falling apart. So I was staying up super late to study for my boards. I had this practice that was all on me to make successful. And then my kids were young, very young. One day I was rushing to pick them up after a impromptu work meeting. And on my way to pick them up, I felt so embarrassed for rushing out of my meeting because I was like, what will they think of me? I'm a new partner. I'm a woman. I'm a mom. What will they think? I didn't have the guts to even tell them, why I had to leave or what the explanation was. And then at the same time, I was really embarrassed to go pick up my children late because of the meeting and thinking of how they would judge me as a mom, being late. And on the way, I got into this huge car accident, and I've never, ever been in a car accident where every single airbag is deployed, including the side, the back, all of it. Thank God all my injuries were minor in the long term sense, no broken anything. And you won't believe it, Shannon. The first thing I did is I opened the door and there's glass everywhere. I opened the door and I said, I need to run. I need to get my kids because I was running late. And they looked at me like, what? She has gone crazy. There's something wrong with this woman. Because everybody else was just stunned. It was a multi-car accident. So anyways, that 1 week forced me to kind of pause and try to look into what was going on. And that really started my wellness journey. I honestly started to read. I started to write. I started to try different things to improve my health because I knew that I couldn't go on too long with this crazed lifestyle. And, you know, I had always been crazed because that's our training. You know, we live in a very rushed and crazed, but I think the element of having children and the element of financial responsibility, like, you know, my practice, that just added a layer of layers of stress that I hadn't had before and really tipped the balance for me. So anyways, went on the self-discovery journey. And when I did, I also was talking to friends and colleagues who felt exactly like me. And they were asking me, well, what did you do that helped you? And then that's how this book came about 8 years after that journey. And I can proudly say that, you know, I've figured myself out. And along the way, I learned, I failed a lot. I made a lot of mistakes, but I learned a lot about biology, about how fatigue works, why we feel burned out, what food has to do with it, and how we can fix ourselves.
Thanks for that story. You know, when I look back or I hear different people that I interview, there always is a certain turning point. And I think about even like relationships, there's always a turning point. Mm-hmm. Major life events, there always is something going on. It could be gradual, but there's always like that last straw that just makes you wake up and say, I have to reevaluate the situation. Yeah. So tell us, looking back, what would you have done differently?
Oh, what a great question. So mind-wise, I would have managed my energy better. So I think that for women, especially women in medicine, we're told to be kind and good, you know, team players. And if someone is mean to you, just be even nicer and try to like get them to like you and work with everyone. And I think I was using a lot of energy in the wrong places with the wrong people, with the wrong things. And so that is one thing. The mindset piece was a huge thing for me that I've learned over the last 10 years or 8 years, that you have to manage your emotional and mental energy better, not only in the decisions you make on a daily basis, like automating as much as possible, which I have done with my food and my workouts, but also getting rid of these energy leeches in your life, whether it's activities or people, and bringing in the people that energize you, that lift you up, that motivate you, that make you a better person. And that part was something I never learned at any course, any medical school class, but that was a big turning point for me. I wish I knew that. And then I wish I knew about circadian rhythms and some of the gut health science that I learned over the last few years. I mean, I know this is new because the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 2017 went to circadian rhythms, and then intermittent fasting was the 2000, somewhere around there too, also Nobel Prize. So I know it's new stuff, but I wish I had known, you know, these activities that we take for granted, you know, nature time, daylight, sleep, you know, just taking a break. The type of intermittent fasting I follow is so natural and so evolutionarily sound. It's literally, I call it circadian fasting. It basically means that you don't eat 2 to 3 hours before bed and give your gut a rest, like you give your brain a rest to repair and renew. And then you eat in the morning after a good break from that. So I wish I knew about those techniques, because I think that if I had known that, then I wouldn't have taken those out of my life thinking that they were a waste of time. Like, to me, I love being in nature. I love spending time outdoors and getting natural light. But I thought I was wasting time. Like, I was overworking and, you know, being a super mom as a badge of honor. And I thought that meant skimping on sleep, thought that meant not giving yourself time for a nature walk. Like, I thought I had to do this heavy, intense workout because I was a go-getter and I needed to, you know, really compact my time and use it wisely. And I think what we lose in all of that is that these things that we had built into our culture that were helping us repair our gut, our mind, our bodies are no longer there.
It's a great summary, Amy. There's a lot of advice there that you're giving as far as burnout. You know, within our group, we see so much burnout. It's like always a hot topic. So you've given a lot of advice. Tell us, you know, going forward, where can we find your book? And then the next 5 years, what do you want to see? What are your plans?
You can find my book at imsoeffingtired.com. It's on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble's. And you can get it from your local bookstore. That's probably the best. So because I have had, during this pandemic, I feel so bad for these local bookstores that really, I mean, we all grew up with a local bookstore or a library or get it from someplace like that. In my next 5 years, I want to continue to build on the educational platform that I have built so far. So right now I teach a lot. I advise, I consult, and I think that I find my passion, I find my gift to be somewhere in there. And I want to work on that even more and build that up even more. I love seeing patients also. So I think clinical practice will be a part of my life for the foreseeable future, maybe, and hopefully forever. But I do see this other part of my life definitely being kind of, everyone has a unique gift, right? So being my unique gift to medicine in the world.
Tell us about your family. How does this all play in now? Do you feel like the supermom still?
What? You know, I think that my idea of what success is different, because I think that when in our culture, badge of honor is given to people who burn themselves out. So you're amazing if you have burned yourself out, but then what, right? Like after that, where do you go from there? So I think that my idea of what actual success is actually that balance between six, you know, doing what I want to do, but balancing that on a daily basis with programmed ways to prevent burnout. So it's not about, you know, taking a emergency vacation or taking a spa day. For me, it's about finding those moments in the day, every single day, programming it into my schedule where I'm able to get some of my energy back and refill that cup, as we say.
Amy, this is a great conversation. Thank you so much for all your advice. Looking forward to reading your book. And again, you can find that book at I'm So Effin' Tired. And what about your website itself? Did you say that?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. AmyMDWellness.com. AmyMDWellness.com.
Love it. All right. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.